Every time the tide goes out, starfish, clinging to shallow rocks, are left exposed to the air, often for hours at a time. That air is usually warmer than the water, often by a considerable margin. So the multi-armed invertebrates have evolved a surprisingly sophisticated means of coping with the higher temperatures. It's a mechanism that Eric Sanford, a researcher at the Bodega Bay Marine Lab, has been studying.
What we've discovered is that these sea stars actually have a remarkable mechanism to keep from overheating. If they're exposed to warm temperatures at low tide, they wait till the water comes back in, and then at high tide, they actually suck up extra cold water into their bodies. And so when the tide recedes the following day, they have this reservoir of cold water in their bodies, which buffers them against overheating when they're exposed to the sun the next day. It's kind of as if we could wake up in the morning and see the weather forecast, realize that it's going to be hot, and then suck up over 15 pounds of water into our body in anticipation of this warm weather that's going to come the next day.
That's a partial answer to one of two important and interlocking questions that Sanford is attempting to answer.
The first is, if temperatures continue to warm in the future, how will those warmer temperatures affect the feeding rates of this important species in this ecosystem? The second question is, how do sea stars cope with these warmer air temperatures?
That second question is looming more significant, Sanford says, since they have learned that the sea stars' internal cooling is effective only up to a point.
These sea stars are actually pretty tough. They can withstand several hours of exposure to temperatures greater than 90 degrees Fahrenheit. But what we were surprised to see is that their feeding and their growth started showing negative effects at much cooler temperatures. And because they're such an important part of these rocky shore communities, that could really have big effects.
The best way to gauge that impact, he adds, is by monitoring the sea stars' consumption of their favorite and abundant food source.
Sea stars feed on mussels, and mussels are really important for a number of reasons. They're the dominant competitor for space on the rocks, and mussel beds are also home for dozens of species that live in the spaces of the mussel bed. What we're really interested in is how changing air temperatures over time might affect the role of sea stars in this community in terms of how many mussels they're eating.
In this way, Sanford says, the starfish function as a measure of both the intertidal ecosystem's health and its sensitivity to temperature changes resulting from global climate change.
Species interact with dozens of other species. And so if you have an important interaction like this sea star mussel interaction that really structures the whole community, and if that interaction itself is sensitive to small changes in temperature, then these interactions may basically act as a leverage point. A small change in temperature could end up causing surprisingly large changes throughout the whole ecosystem.
Thus, the common ochre sea star is acting as an aquatic canary in a briny coal mine. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.